I'm going to start again at the beginning of the story today, and with the Rashis, and finish the Perek in Meretz Hashem, and then, on Friday, when we chazer from the Mishnah, I will repeat the Rashis up to the story. So therefore, it wasn't recorded yesterday, it'll be recorded on Friday in Meretz Hashem. Zakti Gemara, we are up to Ka'azal, which is, if you go to the Rashi, where it says in the Rashi Mishnah, go to the Gemara, go three lines down. Azar Rabbi Yechanan, Azar Rabbi Elazar, Amr L'Shmaitze, Be Medrashim, Amr Mishmaid Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Elazar went and said this halacha over in the Beis Medrash, did not quote it in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Shamar Rabbi Yechanan heard Ikpid, he got upset. Ula Gabe Rabbami Ravasi, so Rabbami Ravasi went to calm him down. Amulei, they told him. They tried to calm him down by saying that being upset at another Amira will cause Rachmana Litzlan great tragedies. Why? Loi Hagachoy and Maisa of the Beis HaKnesses Shel Tveria. Wasn't there a story in the Shul in Tveria Benagur Shiesh Bereis Aglistra? A bolt that has a ball on top, a knob on top. Shenechliko by Rav Elazar and Rav Yaisi, they argued whether it's a Kaili or not a Kaili. Can you move it on Shabbos or not? It's not a Kaili, it's Muktzah. It's a Kaili, it's not Muktzah. Achakaru Sefer Torah v'chamasu to a Sefer Torah, they ripped in their anger. Karus Al-Gadaitach, they would rip a Sefer Torah. Oshenikra Sefer Torah v'chamasu. Emeshenikra Sefer Torah v'chamasu. The story caused, whatever happened, caused a tearing of the Sefer Torah. V'hoi Yisham Rav Yaisi ben Kisma Amar Tamiyani. It would be a pella to me. It would be a wonder to me. If this shul doesn't turn into Rachman al-Litzlan, a house of Avodah Zarah, a Kain Hava. So therefore, being upset does not have good consequences. Hadir Ik Betvei, so Rabbi Yechon got more upset. I'm a Chavrus Enami. Were you treating me, Rabbi Lazar, as my friend? There was a Shiloh of Tuchaverim. So they should have not argued that much. But he's a Talmud of mine. Why didn't he quote me, Rashi? Zakt Rashi, Benagir, four lines to the bottom. Benagir, Shiesh, Bereisa, Glustra. Sharoi, Sheav, its point head is thick. Beroi, Lishrika, Shumim, can be used to bang, to knock, break up garlic, Bushar, Tashmish, and other uses. Benechlukum by Linya Nilas Dallas can be used to lock a door. Bazar Isolino by because it's not a Kaili. Rabbi Isimata Vishesh Tayyar is Kliolov. There's a Kaili. Umutil the Tausalai and you can move it. Chavrusinami, Dr. Ashi, Estamidai Atam Isim, Chaveri, Shatam Avim, Li Raimer, Bazar, Rabbi Isi Shay Chaverim, you're making my students into my friends that you say you're bringing me a Raya from the story of Bazar, Rabbi Isi. So, Zakti Gemara, back to the Gemara. Ula Gabei Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi. So Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi came to him. Amalai said, says in the Pasuk, Hashetiv Hashem Es Moshe Avdai, Kein Tiv Moshe Yeshua. Like Hashem commanded Moshe commanded Yeshua. L'chein Asi Yeshua, so Yeshua did. L'heisu Tavar Mikol Hashetiv Hashem Es Moshe did not remove anything from what Hashem commanded Moshe. And the question is, does it make sense that every time Yeshua did something, he announced that Moshe said it? Yeshua Yaisha V'dairistam. Yeshua was sitting and darshining stam. And everybody understood that this is the Torah of Moshe. Afra Blazer Tamitcha Yaisha V'dairistam. People understand that Rabbi Yaisha is darshining stam. And everybody knows it's yours. Rashi, Chayin Asi Yeshua, Chayin Olav Hamikra Shekol Masha Asam Ipi Moshe Asam. Whatever he did from Moshe. Afilu Masha Amr Stam. Even what he said over Stam. Shari Evshem Chol Davar V'Davar Shami Yeshua Merkach Amr Moshe. It's impossible to think that every time Yeshua said something, he said this is what Moshe said. You know, Rashi doesn't have a proof to that. He just says it's an impossibility. And yet the Torah says he said it Mipi Moshe. Torah says everything he did, everybody understood. This is Moshe Rabbeinu.
It must have been the Rav Elazar's usually quoted him.
He was a Talmud. Talmidim quote Rabbeinu.
Right, but when he gave
the drasha,
he would say
it for shame. Right, because if not Rabbeinu wouldn't be upset. Right. So Rav Yechidin says to Rabbami and Ravasi, Mimayatim Yaitim Lefayas Kebenidi Chavarenim. Why don't you know how to appease me like Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi does? End of story. Correct the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon in my time of Kapit Kulahai. Why did it bother Rabbi Yechon? So he didn't get cloven. Why did it bother Rabbi Yechon? The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. My Dechsev it says in the Pasuk, Ugura b'halacha olamim. The Amar HaMelech says, I will live in your tents forever. And the question is, Chiyav Shalai Zadim Logar B'shnei Olamim? Once a person dies, he lives in Eilam Haba. He doesn't live in Eilam Hazeh. And while he's alive, he lives in Eilam Hazeh. He doesn't live in Eilam Haba. How can he be living in both worlds at the same time? Ela Amar David Levech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nishman. Yiratzen should be the will. Sheyayim L'davar Shmuel Mipi B'Eilam Hazeh. People should say over things in my name in Eilam Hazeh. Damar Rabbi Yechim Mishum Shimon Ben Yechoy. Kol Tam Mechochem. Sheyayim L'davar Shmuel Mipi B'Eilam Hazeh. Any Tam Mechochem that is quoted in this world, Tavsaisav Daivavais B'Kever. His lips move in the kever. Meaning, he lives here. His lips move in the kever, period. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to live in Eilam Hazeh and in Eilam Haba. If he's quoted, that means it will always be said over in his name. Because Rabbi Lazar will say it in his name, and then when it's consequently quoted over the generations, it will be quoted from Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, his subsidence will be Noz. Whereas if Rabbi Lazar doesn't say it in his name, it won't be quoted in Rabbi Yechanan's name. And if it won't be quoted in Rabbi Yechanan's name, then it won't be sustained from God. That's what the Gemara says. We'll talk about in a moment this issue. That let's just read the Gemara. Rashi. Zuk Rashi, Shayim B'davashim B'pibay L'mazesh Yisivsi Noiz Swasai Noiz B'kever Kilo Anichai Daivavais Noiz Shaking Loshin Davashim Asiyach U'mevatzmeis. Like bubbles and, I don't know what mevatzmeis means, sprouts, meaning it moves. Period. We'll do a few more lines, and we'll come back to this. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zira, became a Shimon Nazira. My craw, where do we see such a thing in the Pasuk? It says, V'chikech, your cheek?
Palate.
Ki yayin atayv, like good wine. Haylech l'daydi l'meisharim. Can you please translate? Goes to my friends.
With sincerity.
With sincerity. Daybev sivse yishanim, it makes the lips of the sleeping ones move. Period. So it says kiyayin hatayv, kikaymer shalavanim, like a pile of grapes, heap of grapes. Ma kaymer shalavanim kibush shemidich adam etzbei olam miyad daivev. You touch it, it moves. Av tamid chachamim kibush shemen drayshul yipim by the mazeb. The saytayim daivev is bekever. Rashi daivev hayayin roichish v'nov. When you touch the grapes when they're in a heap and it has wine coming out of it. The wine moves and shakes, the yaitu lamaila, David is prita. Okay. The big shaila is, and if it's not quoted in his name, it's still in his name. The Rabbi Nishlam knows whose name it is, so why isn't it subsides of David Weiss even before it's said in his name? So you have basically two schools of thought. You have the Padam Iris, who says the following. He says, Einachinami. What Rabbi Yochanan meant is, that is, if it's quoted in my name, it'll always be Rabbi Yechanan's halacha, and it'll get the respect that's accorded to Rabbi Yechanan's halacha. If it's not quoted in my name, people will say, who says that's right? A name of a big person lends credibility to the statement. Dr. Rabbi Yechanan, if it's not quoted in my name, people will say it's wrong, and it will never be quoted later on. It'll be forgotten. Putting my name to it gives it the credibility it needs, and therefore will be constantly quoted. So, Einokinami, this, if everybody would say that halacha, that's the Panam Me'iris Yeshiva. If everybody would say that halacha, Panam Me'iris, earlier. If everybody would say that halacha, it doesn't make a difference whether they quoted my name or not. But they won't be saying that halacha. The Mashal. Ramesha says a psak. Ramesha was nifta 35 years ago, 34 and a half years ago, and people are still quoting Ramesha, more than 35, 6 years ago, and people are still quoting Ramesha. And Ramesha. Let's say the psak would not be sent over the same Ramesha. The psak would have been sent over on some other rav, and I don't mean to disparage anybody, in the east side. Some rav in a different shul. Nobody would be quoting that halacha anymore. Not Ramesha. Ramesha gets quoted because it's Ramesha. If it's not Ramesha, it doesn't get quoted. So not pshat that saying it in the name of Ramesha makes it Sosaisa Noz Mekever. It's not Lacha being said that Ramesha said that makes Sosaisa Noz Mekever. But if you don't quote it in his name, it'll be not quoted. It'll stop being quoted very shortly. Not everybody's halachas are quoted hundreds of years later. Rabbi Eichanan's is. And Rabbi Blas's might not be. That's what Rabbi Eichanan was saying. And therefore, I'm upset. Because it takes away this halacha being quoted. That's how the Panamiris learned the explanation. Others learn differently. Others say there's connection that's created by saying a person's name. There's a Yerushalmi in Shkolim that says that when a person quotes a halacha from a man, from somebody, he should view it as if the person who said the halacha is standing in front of him. There's a concept called connection.
Through speech.
And the connection won't be there. And that's a fact. Even though the halacha is said in his name and he'll get schar, but there's a certain connection being created by quoting it in the right name. That is the second shot. That's the second school of thought. Now, Shailand Achroinim, if Aymer Davar B'Shem Aymrei, is, how about if you heard it from A, who heard it from B, who heard it from C, who heard it from D, who heard it from E? Is it necessary to say A from B, from C, from D, from E? Or can you say, I heard A, tell me E's halacha? Because ultimately, it's E's halacha. So the Gemara does that many times. There's a gra that the Gemara says in the Dorim, a half a amid of names. Either he said the name of him, or he said the name of him. That the gra, but Kalayim and Davar B'Shem Aymrei, maybe Google the oil. But the Gabi should say. But some taina, that halachically speaking, to accomplish the size of Davar B'Shem, it's only the original. But it's not so simple, but this is a big, it's an issue. So you heard Reb Baruch quote, he heard from somebody who heard from somebody who heard from Rabbi Isha. Can you tell Rabbi Baruch said Rabbi Isha said? Or Rabbi Baruch said he heard from A, that heard from B, who heard from Rabbi Isha?
Rabbi Baruch will quote something. I don't remember who quoted it, but he said it. What is the problem?
Well, you're not giving the concise of type advice.
Right, but you say he quoted in some of...
Again, you can say that, but you're not accomplishing the concise of type advice.
Yeah, but...
Again, it's a fact. That's what the see, according to the Panamiris might not be true because Reb Baruch might be enough of authority that he doesn't need. I'm not here to say that over, but according to the other pshat, the connection needs the mentioning of the name.
According to the first pshat, even if the person is not so, he said a halacha. Even if he's not a.
That is accepted. It's a fact.
What?
That is accepted.
Just if Shem Omro.
Meaning, the halacha b'Shem Omro, but you don't get upset about that. That's his problem. Why is Reb Yechon upset? You're right. Reb Elazar is a chiyuv b'Shem Omro. But that's not to upset Reb Yechon. Why is Reb Yechon upset? What did he lose on the deal?
We don't want to say the name of his rabbi.
He said it. This was his halacha.
He
didn't get it from anybody. No, he learned chat in the Mishnah that way. Yes. There's a contradiction in Mishnayos. Rabbi said it's not a contradiction. Rabbi Yechon said it was a contradiction. It was his halacha. This one reminds you of Paskin something. It's not necessarily that he heard it. He passed it from his knowledge and shot. What? Exactly. Well, there's still a lot of people that
care. I know, but the old school got anyone
who... It's stuck.
If it wasn't not his truck, you'd have to go back to the previous...
Whoever he said it from, exactly. That's your obligation to say it in the name of someone. But that doesn't get the person angry that it wasn't. Gemara's kasha is not why Reb Elazar did or didn't do what he did. Gemara wants to know why did Reb Yechon get upset.
It was a one-time event that he was upset.
And they wanted to know, like, why are you upset? The Gemara answers, because he lost out. What did he lose out? So there's two schools of thought. One of yours and the other school. Which I'm not saying the same, I'm right. But there's a whole bunch of acronyms that say connection. Heebie-jeebie connection.
So
person doesn't have to quote somebody unless he's a chadash. No. Your chiv of quoting somebody is the halacha of kalayim b'shem imrei. He doesn't have to get upset.
So if I tell somebody halacha and I heard it from Rabbi Magretin, I didn't say your name, then I'm being over.
You're not doing kalayim b'davar b'shem imrei. I don't know if it's a chiv or a good thing. I don't know. Now, it's questionable whether Rabbi Magretin said it over in the name of B, who heard it from C, who heard it from D. Was I mechuyev to tell you the sequence and you were mechuyev to follow the whole sequence or not? That's questionable.
What is the difference?
How many names you have to mention?
No, everyone really should mention at least one name.
There's that walker you have to say. Again, we're dealing with two ends of the story. You're talking about what Reb Elazar's obligations were. That's not this Gemara's discussion. That's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah Kalayim B'Davar B'Shem Imrei Maybe Gula. It doesn't say you're obligated. It says if you do, you bring a Gula.
Why is that?
Because it's by Yitzhaimer Esther Lamelach B'Shem Mordechai.
No, that's a fact. What's the reason?
I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. I don't know. I just answered you. I don't know. If you want me to say three times, I'll say it three times. Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. I don't know. I once received a big compliment from a person. He said he likes to go to hear me, my shiur, because I like this, because I don't mind saying the word I don't know.
No, one of my tests I read, I don't know why you exit.
I get X too, but I'm trying to be honest. He said a lot of people he goes to like fudge around. I don't know. I'm not going to make things up. I don't know. But that's Reb Elazar. That's not a this Gemara at all. The discussion here is not what Reb Elazar should or shouldn't do. The discussion is why was Reb Yechon upset? That's all. Nothing about that. Erev ben teshanim, the Mishnah at the end said it makes no difference if he's 9 or he's 20. Shloihei v'shtei saris. Zogti Gemara. Uriminu. Ben esim shana shloihei v'shtei saris. A 20-year-old that didn't bring shtei saris. Yavi raiyeshu ben esim v'wasaris. Loichai l'tzuloi miyabim. A 20-year-old without shtei saris is a saris. A saris is an adult. So why is the Mishnah saying a 20-year-old is the same as a 9-year-old? It's not. A 20-year-old, even without shtei saris, is a saris. Bas Eshem Shana Shlevi Shtei Saris, a 20-year-old girl who didn't have Shtei Saris. Yaviu Raishi Bas Eshem Yailimus, like a letter by Misavemus. So the question is, the Mishnah is equating a 20-year-old without Shtei Saris to a 9-year-old. The Mishnah should have said a 19-year-old and a 9-year-old. A 20-year-old is an adult, because by going to 20 without Shtei Saris, he becomes a Saris.
Saris is what again?
Saris is a person that's incapable of having children, is classified as a person who's not in the parasha of Yibum or Chalitza, because he can't be making shame lachav.
Chalitza also not?
It's biblical. Teshasach. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, there's no Chalitza. In the Rises, except for one case, there's never Chalitza without Yibum. We have a rule called all chalitzas without yibum are rabbinic except for one. This is not a saris. Pasuk says beferish, the mitzvah is only if it's yakum Hashem achav, he can have children.
But for other purposes, he's a better.
Yes, counts for minyan. All other purposes for derises, he can be mekadesh a lady. So why does the Mishnah equate 20 and 9? That's the question.
Okay, so
See, I hate to spend so much time on this because it's a Havamina, but the Gemara is going to change in a second, but I don't mind doing it. But just remember that the Gemara is going to change in a second. You can ask your question.
What's the problem again?
Mishnah said there's no difference between a 9-year-old without Shteis Ha'aretz, who never has Shteis Ha'aretz, the halacha that it's a mimer, not that's not Yibum, and a 20-year-old without Shteis Ha'aretz. It's also only a mimer. If a 20-year-old man without Shteis Ha'aretz lives with a Yivama, it's not Yibum. That's what the Mishnah said. It's not Yibum. Again, the Mishnah makes it sound it's mimer.
Right.
It's not true. A 20-year-old is a Saris.
It's nothing.
Either it's nothing or it is Yibum, but you make up your mind, but it's not the same as a 9-year-old.
A Saris can do Bia?
He can physically do Bia, yeah.
Yeah.
And for the Gemara, and the answer is really in the 8th Perek, we had it also. A 20-year-old does not turn into a Saris if he doesn't have Shteis Ha'aretz. There are other Simanim that he has to exhibit. Then, if he doesn't have Shteis Ha'aretz, and he has the rest of those Simanim that the Gemara listed in the 8th Perek, then he's a Saris. But if he doesn't have Shteis Ha'aretz and doesn't have Simanim Saris, he's still a cotton. Let me explain. A 20-year-old that has no Shmanei Saris and no Shtei Saris is a cotton. An 18-year-old that has Shmanei Saris and no Shtei Saris is still a cotton because he still might develop Shtei Saris by 20, and then he's not a Saris even if he has all the other Shmanim. If a person turns 20, has no Shtei Saris, has the money Saris, he's a Saris. Therefore, our mission is talking about a guy who doesn't have the money Saris. So he's at 20 like a 9-year-old. I, the Gemara there, said 20 is a Saris. It was explained if he has the money Saris. If a 15-year-old had the money Saris, it wouldn't mean anything. Because if he develops a Saris before 20, the rest of the Simanim are meaningless. So we have to wait till 20. Then check two things. Does he have Shteis Ha'aretz? Does he have Simanei Saris? If he doesn't have Shteis Ha'aretz, has Simanei Saris, he is a Saris. If he has Shteis Ha'aretz, he's not a Saris. If he has no Shteis Ha'aretz and no Simanei Saris, he's still not a Saris. He's a cotton.
What were some examples?
His Meiraglayim doesn't go in a kippah.
It's interesting. Those are
secondary to not having Shteis Ha'aretz.
Yeah, Shteis Ha'aretz.
Exactly. You're 100% right. Second time I agree with you today,
doctors,
yes.
We have doctors here. Shteis Ha'aretz is more of a reason to say it.
Chazal said, I don't care what doctors say, Chazal said, correct. We're big on Chazal.
No,
especially Erev Yom Kippur, we love Chazal. Right, we say the Zilzul Hirim and Myrim. We want to achet. Because our it. They said this is the way it is, isn't it? Now we'll finish the parak in that word, though. We have time.
So this Saris, that after 20, if he has the money Saris, he's not allowed to sleep in humanity.
He has no mitzvah, correct.
But he's a guttle.
He's a guttle. Our Mishnah called him a cotton. Right. Our Mishnah said he's a cotton.
That's not what our Mishnah's talking about, not that case.
Right, exactly.
35.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet. That's why we're learning this Gemara. Rashi, that's Rashi lechaylus lemiyavim de labar uk mishem laachivu. He cannot establish a name for his brother. Am hegadul chashav. Do I mean a cotton who beyamtino loy? We don't say he's a cotton and wait it out. Who should know? The hundred tani the chashvina lechegadul lechinolda lechimani saris. The muchach hamilsam. That shows the Haidalai Maisi, the reason he doesn't have Shteis Ha'aretz, which is the Sarasu. Of a cold comic like Hazina Be Simoni Saris, Halinan Be Katnas, we say he's a cotton, the Chashinan Dilma Asu, and we're afraid that he still might grow Shteis Ha'aretz. That she gets Chalitz even though she's not able to even biblically. Because she's not even biblically, because there's a lav and an assay. And the assay of Yibam can't be Daicha. but still she gets chalitza. We learned it out from a pasuk of Ba'osi of Emtah Shara. And I say it's like a loisessa, but I say it's not like a loisessa, and I say. This is not the sugya here, it was back in Daf Chav. Not that I mind mentioning it, but I don't want to get involved in something that works. There's an issue for a Kayin Gadol to marry an Amana because she's an Amana and because she's not a Psula. That's an essay, but we should be slow. You can. Zog to Gemarvait. Amar Rava Daikanami Dikani. Vahu Hasaris. Why did it say the words Vahu Hasaris? To tell me it's a Vihas Simani Saris. Shmamina. Frakt the Gemara. Because I know the Lord Simani Saris had come up. So what if a person doesn't have Shay Saris and doesn't have Simani Saris? When does he become a God? He has no Shay Saris, no Simani Saris, he's 23. Dr. Gemara turned the mayor of Chia Drive Shneisav. So he turns 35. He finishes 35 years. Therefore, at 35, at the birthday of 35, when he begins his 36th year, he's entering the second half of his life. That's called over the hill. Contrary to Gayim, who go over the hill at 40, the Gemara considers over the hill at 35. Because again, when we say 35, it means he finished 35 years. Right? It's very confusing. When a person turns 35, it means he finished 35 years. So on the day of his 35th birthday, he's starting year number 36. That's when he's most of his life. At that point, he's classified as a gadol, even without having any negative or positive simanim. When they came in front of Rava, people who were 20, who had no, they would not have Simani Saris, and they did not have Shnei Saris, and they came to know, what should they do? Or they did have Shnei Saris. Well, it's not clear. Pashtas, they didn't have Shnei Saris. So he said to them, Ikachish Luhu, Amr Luhu Zilu Avruhu. If he was very skinny, they say, fatten him up. Because sometimes Shnei Saris don't develop because a person is too skinny. Bari, if he was overweight, maybe let him lose some weight. Because the Hani Simanim, Zimin the Nasri Machmas Kishusa, the Zimin the Nasri Machmas Briusa. They develop and fall off because either he's overweight or because he's underweight. So therefore, it could happen. So in order, before we start classifying people, check out that it's not being caused by his weight problem, either way. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Atkama didn't get cotton. Gosel came to Rabbi Ben Chav Shlehevi, Mibdik Imishim Katna Simishim Svisus. They wanted to check, is he still a cotton or does he have Simani Saris? He said, Abriyu, El Chilu Veshkuwa Shei Bari B'Shamin. Give him food. Check him out. Maybe he does have Shei Saris, it just fell off. Hadna Lachi Sharaba, Hadna Lachi Sharaba, Hadna Lachi Sharaba. Let's do the next Mishnah. Absolutely, they have to check out if he has Shnei Saris.
We don't do that.
Well, because we hope he's growing a beard by the time he gets married.
We don't check it out.
Is he growing a beard?
By looking at his facial hair, that's indicative.
If he's growing a full beard, yes. Correct. That's why we don't check out. Because there are very few things that are negated the Raisa for 13-year-olds. As we spoke out yesterday. They can bench, they can daven for the Amid, they can count for Minyan, they can be part of Mizuman, they can do 99% of things. There are few derisas. Kedushin happens to be a derisa.
So
a
35-year-old, the Yavama has to wait until he turns 35.
Yes. If a Reuven died and left over Shimon, who has no Shnei Saris and no Simani Saris, the poor Yavama has to wait till he's 35 years old to find out that he's an adult, and then she goes Lushuk. Because if he develops Shnei Saris anytime before 35, he's a Gadol, and he's not a Saris.
Or
Yibam. Yes.
Shnei Saris could fall out in between that time.
Again, it has to be noticeable. If we don't see it, it's not there. So we have, it might have fallen down, but there's no way to know.
I see a lot of kids, they have a little couple of hairs. Is that
considered? No, it's clear from the sugya there, it has to be pretty much a full facial hair. What full means exactly, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not passing a local
amount. It says here that the person is exempt from the right?
If he's a Saris.
Right. But she does not have to wait.
Yes, she does. But she doesn't know. If he has the money, Saris, she doesn't have to wait. But if he doesn't have Samani Saris and doesn't have Shnei Saris, she doesn't know whether he's a Saris or not. So she has to wait.
He could afford that any time?
All of them or just one of them?
I have no idea what
you're saying. How many Saris?
That's a Machloek is there.
I remember
them. No, do you remember?
Right? No, but
the third time I agree with you today. Three times in a day. Yes?
Shame on
them. That's okay. Dr. Mishnah Vaitin, Naisana, Anusava, Mafuta. You can marry a relative. What? Mitzvah Shem, if it works out. I learned the hard time last way. Last time, that's why I was coming in the last minute I didn't come.
Why?
Naisana,
Anusava, Mafuta. That was the. I'm not going to say what I want to say. Naisana, Anusava, Mafuta. If a person with ma'anas or mafata, a woman, he can marry her relatives. What the Mishnah is trying to say is as follows. One cannot marry his wife's sister, but he can marry the woman he had a relationship out of wedlock sister, because she's not his wife. So if he lived with a woman, either against her will or he seduced her, he can live with her, he can marry her sister, he can marry her mother, he can marry her daughter. Because he never was a wife of the first one. The Torah answered a wife's sister, a wife's mother, a wife's daughter. This is not a wife's. And therefore, there's no iser, biblically. Rashi, after he was ma'anet or mefata, woman, he can marry her daughter, her sister, or her mother. However, let's say he married a woman, and then he's ma'anes or mefata her sister. He didn't marry her sister. He can't. It's a chiyav karas. But he lived with her. He's chiyav karas. Because the second one doesn't need a marriage, because it's an impossible marriage. It's invalid. So therefore, the act of living together with his wife's sister is an iser karas. What? No, there's a chiyav malkasut, a lot. But it's a chiyav karas. Person can marry the woman his father had a relationship with, not his father's wife. And therefore, a person's allowed to marry his father was ma'anas or mefata, a girl, this person's allowed to marry her. Anusis benoy and mefutas benoy. A person can marry the woman his son had a relationship with. Rabbi Yehuda Aisab Anusis Aviv Mefutas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from a pasuk that one cannot marry Anusis Aviv Mefutas Aviv. Rashi. The Trash of Yehuda Eiser, the Gemara Mefarish Taima. The Gemara explains the reason. Zuck to Gemara Beit. Yes.
Did you finish the Rashi's from the last parak?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I did. I did all the Rashi's, I mean, not yesterday's, but today's, all the Rashi's, yes. This Mishnah is teaching us what we have in a Braisa. Anas isha muta lisa bita, nasi isha asa lisa bita. If you anas a woman, you can marry her daughter. If you marry a woman, you can't have a relationship with her daughter. Uriminu. Dr. Gemara, I'll ask a contradiction. Hanita mena isha. If somebody's accused of a relationship with a woman, asur b'ima b'bita b'chaisa. That Braisa says he no longer can marry her relatives. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a person has a relationship with a woman, he can marry her relatives. That Braisa says, if you're accused of a relationship with a woman, not a marriage or a relationship, you're not allowed to marry your relatives. Not like our Mishnah. And for the Gemara b'Drabbanan. You're right. Biblically speaking, there's nothing wrong. Rabbinically, the Rabbanan are afraid that if you marry the sister of the one you had a relationship with, you're going to end up having a relationship with that first girl again, that first woman again, and that will be Usher. So they said, don't you dare marry your sister, because she's going to be hanging around the house. She's going to be hanging around the house. We don't trust you anymore. You had a relationship with her. correct the Gemara, but the Mishnah said lechatchila, nice and ala nusa mamafuta. You know, we don't allow drabonans. Correct the Gemara, v'cholecha deikis surim drabonan tana nice and lechatchila. And for the Gemara kitna masnisin lachamisa, the Mishnah meant if the woman that you had in the relationship died, then you're allowed to marry your sister, because it's only rabbinically usher, because she's around. And we're afraid that she's going to be around, and you'll have a relationship with her after you marry her sister. But if she's dead, you can't have a relationship with her anymore. Then you're allowed to marry her relatives. That means the chiddush is that biblically it's mutter. The chiddush in the Mishnah was the same as it was before. So don't think you're not allowed to marry a woman that you had a relationship with sister. The Torah only asked your wife's sister, not your friend's sister. Again, without this Mishnah, you would say, if you have a relationship with a woman, you can't marry her sister. She's a chais isha, even though it wasn't your wife, but it was a woman you had a relationship with. Comes along, the Mishnah says there's no such issue. Frank the Gemara, but the Brisa says there is. That the Gemara, but biblically there's no issue. Rabbanan came along and were worried that if you're going to marry the sister of the woman you had a relationship with, this woman's going to hang around the house, and you'll marry, you'll have lived with her after she's a chais isha. She's your wife's sister. So they said, don't you marry her sister. But if she died, there's no issur anymore. So therefore you can marry her sister, her mother, her daughter.
But the lease is going on after she died.
Correct. The chiddush is not that. The chiddush is that there's no deraisa. Rashi.
Since this one may marry, then stop talking when she's alive.
Correct. That's what the Gemara is answering. Dr. Rashi, I need to know next to the Yatzal of Kael. Midrabona Mishim Gzeira. Shema Laka Shayisa's Mita. After he marries her daughter, Yizana Marishaina. Lava Aina Simafata Lanasu. And at that point, it's his wife's relative. Tana Naisa Lachatkila Bibria. Laka Misa. Shemesa Anusa Vamafuta. The Sulaka Lamigzimidi. There's no reason for the Gzeira anymore. And then it's Mutter even rabbinically. I want to wish everybody a Gemar Chesima Taiva, a good Gemar, and I want to apologize to everybody in case I responded sharply or disparagingly or made a joke at somebody's expense. I'd like to apologize. Please be Michael me. I'll ask everybody to say that they're Michael me.